Okay, we'll get started. I expect a couple more people will wander in. This is the March 19th, 2025 meeting of the WPFW Relocation Committee. Dennis Williams chairing. Eddie Stan is our secretary. And are you able to call the roll now, Eddie?
Yes, I am. Give me just a second here.
Otherwise known as Amtrak Eddie.
All right. Calling the roll. Dennis Williams.
Here.
Miyuki Williams. Miyuki?
Present.
Verna Avery. Present.
Yes. Verna's here. Present.
Okay. Wayne Bruce. Wayne Bruce.
Don't see him.
Okay. Tom Chase.
Tom Chase. Oh, I thought he's not here.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Robert Gordon.
I'm here.
Kamal Harris.
Here.
Ron Pinchbeck.
He's excused.
Yeah. Mo Thomas.
He's not here yet.
All right. Just let me know when folks come in. Thanks.
Okay. And also welcoming Delegate Director Minerva Sanders and programmer and Jazz and Justice Chief Craig Williams to the room this evening. Okay, so we have a pretty brief agenda. And what I'm looking at this point is to try and kind of set a, not so much get something done tonight, but try and get us on a trajectory, sort of going back to square one, thinking in terms of timelines and milestones to hit over the year. Thinking mostly about process. Tom Chase is just coming in, Eddie. And so first I wanted to talk about...
It says Tom Cole.
Oh, Tom Cole. I'm sorry. Yep.
Sure.
Wrong Tom. So first I wanted to talk about the sort of getting organized to explore what we need to do financially for next steps. Talk about that for about 20 minutes or so. Then I want to talk about, sort of a schedule for, collecting input from various stakeholders, community members, programmers and all of that to what we will be looking for, in the new space. And then lastly, to think about, how we begin to, what our messaging will be going forward. I believe there's a town hall coming up soon, and that will be sort of a good test case to figure out what we want to say to the public about what we're thinking and how we want to say it. So that'll be the last thing. Any questions or changes to that loose outline of an agenda? Verna?
No, I didn't have
it. Okay. Well, if we're all set with that, let's start talking, with the finances. As you know, we've, discussed this before. It is, increasingly clear to me that, the idea of setting up some kind of, a parallel structure to acquire a property, sounds like a good idea. I think that, it's always been true that if Pacifica is the owner of the building, then, you know, WPFW doesn't really necessarily have a home. And that's feeling even truer to me now than it has been in the past. So I do think we want to explore that strategy. Probably needs a smaller group than this to begin sort of putting your heads together and talking about that. I know Tom Chase had some. I know Tom Chase had some thoughts, and besides that, you know, just getting a sense of, you know, what kind of money we're talking about, what kind of what do we need to raise as a down payment, what kind of financial health do we need. You know, I know sometimes there's a when you, there are certain conditions, for example, that you would meet to, at least in a residential context, to sort of pre-qualify for a mortgage. You'd want to, you know, hit certain markers in terms of, you know, incomes and income and assets and things like that. Miyuki.
Yes, sir. As I'm listening to you talk, Dennis, I was wondering what the maybe we're doing it maybe backwards, that we talk about what it's going to look like to have a station in 2025, that being our goal and everything. What is it that we're looking for to have in there? I was in the studio on Sunday, I think, and Frenchie had to do some extra work there. And he and Craig Williams, who's an architect, both told me that the studio that we're in right now, if we had to start from the scratch and build that, it would be over $200,000 in terms of the level of soundproofing and equipment and everything that we have available to work for us. And so what Frenchie said just casually, he said, you all just should still stay here and find yourself a community building, because you can't beat. I mean, I received the lease or the lease agreement for 2 years, and we can't beat that in terms of pricing and everything that we get. And so I'm not saying it's a final solution. I'm just saying I think we have to be open and rethink. I asked Tom Cole and Craig to come back to the meeting. Craig as an architect engineer, Tom as a person who's been in studios for over 50 years to think, and then Robert Fraser here's also, worked in outside, you know, studios and stuff, to figure out what kind of configuration, what type of space needs, what is it that we want WPFW to be in 2 years, or whatever, what kind of building are we trying to really, really acquire? But right now, the studio stuff is just really working.
So you're suggesting that we sort of flip it and think about space first?
Yes, sir. That's just a suggestion. I mean, I'm not trying to mess up your agenda or anything.
No.
I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, well, it depends on, you know.
That's fine. And I think, you know, part of that conversation will be, you know, space with and without the studio, because it also seems a little counterintuitive to me that we might end up with a space that we own and control, but still rent a studio from someplace else. That seems a little weird to me, but you know, that's something that could come out in the conversation. Okay, so let's hear some thoughts about proceeding in that manner. And if that's the way we want to go, then we can talk about what that process looks like. Verna?
Yes, of course, with all due respect to Frenchie's rationale, God bless the child has got its own, so we definitely need to get our own building. What that building should look like in terms of space, one suggestion that sort of I'd like to make is that perhaps we consider a space where we can have maybe one tenant that will help us with our rent. We know that probably any building we get is going to be more than we are personally going to need. You know, we'll need a studio and we'll need the space for the community to gather and that sort of thing. But maybe we should consider an office space, but an extra space that we can rent out to a community group or organization with ideals and values that match ours.
Okay. Okay. Craig and Tom, as people, and Robert, if you were invited to address these points in particular, do you have any initial thoughts? Go ahead, Craig.
So, you know, Miyuki asked me to rejoin as a non-voting member, and of course I have lots of thoughts. And I know everybody is thinking buy a building, and that may be the answer, but we also have to realize that the vast majority of nonprofits, 501c3s, rent buildings rather than buy. And I just think that one step we should do, just pure due diligence, is to find a real estate professional to tell us what the pros and cons of each are. And that, you know, a very long-term rental situation in the right place may be as equally good as buying. But, you know, I don't know the answer, but I just know that it is part of the due diligence. We really should get some advice on that. I also believe, as you said earlier, that we need to find an ownership vehicle outside of Pacifica if we are to buy. Because, you know, if Pacifica owns the building, we don't. And that shouldn't be too hard to set up. On the other hand, it may make fundraising more difficult.
It will.
Not that people won't want to give, but just that, you know, it's a separate entity that will have to raise the money. Right. One of the things that, you know, we could do within WPFW, and I don't know how then we could get the money out to a separate entity, is, you know, have a checkoff box on the pledge form for, you know, and soft sell it, don't hard sell it, but, you know, add 5 or 10% of your pledge every once in a while to this building fund. In terms of what a studio in 2027 looks like and how much space we need, one of the really big questions is, do the public affairs programmers ever want to come back? And I think that we need to survey them sooner rather than later, because I've heard a lot of people say that most of them don't want to come back. And so that has, you know, implications as to whether we have a separate talk studio, and all kinds of other, you know, a second control room, maybe. Mm-hmm. There, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. The other thing we have to figure out is, to what degree do we want to have various events? I mean, when right. we were looking at the UDC building, we were very excited about the possibility of, you know, in that front, very tall space, being able to do events. And events are wide ranging from, you know, music, getting Live at Five or something like it back. And, but also, you know, LSB meetings and other meetings in person. Is that going to happen? Is that reasonable? Do we need to plan for it? You know, another big question is the news department. And our staff, you know, are we going to grow our staff? Are we going to, have a news department that can really produce shows and do, you know, more than what we're currently doing? And that all will affect space needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also think, you know, in terms of subleasing space to another entity, you know, we can barely run ourselves. Do we want to be a landlord? Right. And I don't know the answer to that. Right. But it, you know, it's certainly, worth, talking about. So that those are some of the major things that I see as to what, you know, the studio will look like 2 years from now, in terms of space needs, advancing technology also. We need to, I think Frenchie has his finger on that pulse, maybe better than Mo. Robert probably does as well. But all of that will affect, you know, what we need and what we do.
Okay. And, you know, I think a big part of what we need to look at, in terms of process is how to get what you just said from as many programmers as possible. Cause that's exactly the kind of input that I think we need. And we get a sort of get a sense of where the gravity of the staff is in terms of, you know, wants and needs and preferences. If 80% of the people agree with what you just said, then we know some things, you know, and if it's, only 10% of the people agree with what you just said, then we know some different things, you know, but that's what we need to find out. Okay. Come on. And then Tom Cole.
Mr. Chair, I'll defer to Tom as a guest and I'll go after him if that's okay with Tom.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, for me, jumping off what Craig just said, the big existential question is, can we be a community radio station on Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we, I mean, my wife still works at NPR and she enjoys going back in now after so much time working remote, you know, doing these Zoom meetings. I think the in-person human interaction is super important to the kind of organization that we are and the kind of organization that we should be. And with any luck, the kind of organization that we hope to be, you know, in the future. And so then it gets down to the question of wants versus, you know, needs, requirements. I mean, people may not want to come back in, but if they want to continue doing their shows, then maybe they need to be required to come back in to, again, sort of be an integrated part of the community. You know, it's a longer drive for me to get to North Capitol than it was to K Street, but I still go in every Sunday. I like going in. You know, I like seeing human beings. I like interacting with the security guard in the morning. It's, I don't know. So that's my big thought, you know, is just sort of, I think we need to figure out what we want to be and then proceed from there. Cause I mean, you can ask a lot of people, and certainly a lot of broadcast facilities now are all remote. I mean, you know, is that what WPFW is? That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Kamau, you want to defer to Robert Fraser also?
I will. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Fraser.
I'm waiting for Kamau's big statement there after we all finish. I'm basically going to echo what the two of them already said. I think, you know, buying a building is a nice idea. But if my memory is correct, Pacifica has often ended up selling the buildings they've owned. I mean, WBAI got sold years ago. KPFK just recently got sold. I don't know about A. I know they moved at one point. I don't know if they own the building they're in now or what. And I don't know the situation of T. But I like the idea of somehow possibly a WPFW LLC buying a building and renting it back to us for zero or something like that. And also as, Bernard said about having, possible income inside the building as well. That would help pay for, you know, the mortgage. And I agree with Tom and well, both of you guys. I think, you know, to be a community station, I think we have to have a community center, a space to be. Yes, sometimes it's easy to do something remotely. And some public affairs programs could still do that if they're a big collective or something or they're produced outside of D.C. But I think the news department, if we grow one, and other public affairs needs to be together for that synergy. So I'm just going to echo all that stuff. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Now, Mr. Big Chair.
What I'm hearing is like, what I wrote down is like a multi-track analysis, and the five things I'm hearing are financial, real estate, studio design, the future of the station in terms of its broadcast, what it wants to look like, and then the political piece, which kind of has been touched on loosely. So maybe as a committee, we form small pockets to analyze each of these, the financial pieces, the real estate options, the studio design pieces, the station future, and those who are involved closely with the larger network and the politics of it. Because, you know, to try and get everybody together to do all of these things is kind of hard. But we have expertise, I think, in each of these categories that we can draw on to kind of lead and champion each of these efforts, do the analysis work, bring back the, you know, responses and whatever is gleaned from our work, and then formulate, you know, a full page, 2-3-10 page kind of workup that says at the end of the year, here's what we had as the kind of answer, or you know, moving forward, here's what we think the best options could be. So
okay, let me get those, the five again. So we got financial, real estate, studio design, and what came after that?
Station future. Would be like kind of the what Tom and Craig and Robert have been alluding to, and Miyuki also, obviously, about, you know, folks coming in, community, you know, all that, kind of what the station was. And then the last one is the harder one, but I think is necessary, which is the political piece, because, you know, is it ownership or not? You know, do we have directors that support this or not? Because ultimately those directors who are going to vote on this piece of property, whether it's maintained within the network or not, aren't from DC. The majority of them won't be from DC.
Right.
And so it's going to be, is it going to be in their best interest to maintain it? You know, and I think Robert kind of said that as such, that it may not be in the network's best interest to maintain a property in DC. It could come to that. So I just, you know, we want to be at least conscious of what we're doing, you know, politically around the network.
Yeah. What I'm thinking is that, let me sort of accept that with a caveat, that, in terms of sort of our sort of busy work on the ground, the first four make sense. The last one is kind of more of a mega issue, that maybe the committee ought to address, or might better address after we get start after some of these other pieces start to be clear. You know, and see if there's any significant, if we hit any significant roadblocks in any of the other four that might sort of change our posture in terms of the, you know, in terms of that big picture with the network. I would suggest that we do think in terms of, what do y'all think about that? About, having, sort of, subgroups looking at finances, real estate, studio design, and sort of the broadcast future, would anybody suggest any changes to those categories? I think, you know, I think at least three, and probably no more than four categories for starters make sense. This would obviously include, we're looking for, you know, for good answers and expertise, so that the groups would not be, limited to the, you know, the 10 sort of official members of this committee. I think it should be open to other delegates, other, you know, programmers, people on the cab, you know, just sort of loyal supporters of the station who have, you know, who may have expertise in some of these areas. You know, just like the other committees, other people can join those committees. You know, like, you know, programmer outreach, things like that. So let's have a little conversation about that. Let me hear from Robert and Eddie. I haven't heard from them, and then I'll go back to Tom and Miyuki.
Hey, thanks. Just real quick, Dennis. I think that makes a lot of sense. I just wasn't sure. I was direct messaging back and forth with Tom talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan, so I missed whether or not you hit. Was there a legal category? Because
no,
I think if we're going to explore purchase, then I think that's something we have to do. And you know, I had mentioned that at the last meeting that I'd like to try and get my buddy to give us some help there. We cannot own it by ourselves. Yeah. Period.
How about the legal aspect be part of the real estate?
But if we're going to form an entity, then it's going to be a separate entity that's not going to have a whole lot to do with the real estate.
So then until it's ready to financial. I mean, I think the legal should be part of one of those two, probably.
Kind of respectfully disagree. I mean, okay. If we're going to form something, then we should get some advice on what that needs to be. And obviously, we'd probably want it to be a nonprofit, either a trust or some foundation, you know, something new. What are the tax consequences? What's its relationship with WPFW going to be, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. It may not be an extensive journey to get the answers to these questions, but I really think it's separate from.
Okay. But I also think that should be a subgroup as well.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm saying, really.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go back and chat with Tom some more. This is the first time I met him. I just want to let him know how much I love his show. I really does. Yeah. His show is awesome. So.
Okay. So you all you all go and get in some double trouble. I'll go to everyone.
All right. My point is just kind of a similar chicken or egg situation, which is that I think before we can decide these other questions, we need to know what kind of radio station we want to be. Like, is that community space integral to our mission as a local community radio station? And if it is, that's going to give us a different set of parameters to look at through the financials and the entity and all of that. But of course, that's exactly the kind of question that can spin on forever with no answer. So that is also something to consider. So that's just my two cents.
Yeah, we clearly have a chicken and egg thing here. And at some point we're just going to have to make a decision and move forward. And if we make some changes later, but otherwise we'll just sort of stand here, you know, just walking in circles. Tom, Miyuki, and Craig.
What Addie said is exactly right. I mean, I think the decision to decide what we want to be is the first thing we need to consider, and then that can play into what the space is going to look like. So I'd be happy to participate in you know, those committees. That's all.
Okay.
Because space will follow mission.
Okay. Miyuki?
And so in the meanwhile, because I know for the next 2 years, we are going to be at Sirius XM and we just have an office. We'll be moving in this weekend with our office. We've got the studio set up there. We're going to have.
By the way, which space is it? Is it one of the ones we saw?
The smaller one, correct.
Right, on the first floor, right next to
the floor, right across from the elevator. Yeah. We're going to be able to move in there, dump our stuff, and be able to, Mo's going away for 3 weeks, but when he comes back, he can set up the phone system so that we can, you know, use the, diminish our telerep costs. But what I was going to say, meanwhile, there are different venues that are willing to work with us. House of Musical Instruments was one of the spaces we looked at as potential office space. And they have a little room where they have 60 to 100 people come for poetry readings or small, you know, duo music presentations, things like that. They will make that available to us if we want to do that, and we can pull the community in that way. We go, WPFW goes into the community, and wherever we go, we'll create community. Okay. The Josephine Butler play, building is located right next to Malcolm X Park. I spoke to them. They have a very sacred, beautiful garden as well as rooms where we can have to do those things. And they're also willing to work partner with us as well. So there are spaces in DC. Busboys, of course, is another one which we can get for low cost or no cost. And we can be WPFW out there during these 2 years when we're trying to keep in the public and interact with. What do you, why are you interrupting me?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. Am I saying something wrong?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or I'm talking too long?
No, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the other thing is, yes, absolutely, we need to survey the program, public affairs to the person. The person who was most interested coming back to the studio has not come and was offered the first bite to take, to come in, has not taken us up on it. There is something to the public affairs people saying, I don't have to get on the 16th Street bus. I can speak to anybody around the world. I don't need to come to the studio to have a quality show. And so there is that we're rubbing against. And so again, part of this process or part of this exercise, I'm hoping, is that we as a group come out and, as we said, we have to take surveys and get some other input, but figure out what, again, the studio in 2027 should look like as opposed to what we were thinking about previous to that. So that was.
Okay. Thank you. Craig. Muted,
Craig. Muted.
What I originally raised my hand for, I'll get to in a second, but I want to just quickly respond to Addie and Tom about, you know, mission and what do we want to be and stuff like that. And just remind everybody that as long as we are still part of Pacifica, there is a Pacifica mission and there is a WPFW mission statement that was part of us joining the network and part of our FCC licensure and stuff like that. And so, you know, and unless we are want to go down the road of modifying or changing any of that stuff, we have to remain true to what's there.
Yeah.
But even within that, there's a lot of wiggle room as to how we go about meeting that mission.
Right.
What I wanted to talk about, and also Miyuki, do we have a 60-day or 90-day out, or are we committed to 2 years?
60 days.
But both of us, SiriusXM and WPFW, has the 60-day op.
Okay. So I think one of the things we need to do quickly is develop a timeline with deadlines for ourselves. Because working backwards, if we're moving in to a new place in 2 years, we need to allow enough time to move in, before that to build it out, before that to get permits and bids and all that kind of stuff and raise the money. And before that, the raise the money is continuous, but before that we need to find the place. And before that we need to, you know, figure out the space needs program and what kind of station we want to be and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, just shooting off the top of my head, you know, by September or something, we need to be done with the analysis portion of these tasks and start finalizing things and start a search. And because we know from having to move into Sirius XM that, you know, we're going to run out of time again if we don't establish a timeline. So, and at the same time, I think we need to at least keep an eye out on what's out there in the market. That's why I asked about whether we have an out, because if the perfect space comes up, we don't want to lose it. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm thinking that way. I don't want to like set a deadline right now, but yeah, I think like sometime this, what I want to do is set our process. And then when we know what our pieces are, then we can say, okay, well, that thing needs to be complete by X amount of time. But yeah, same idea. Yuki, you got anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to add it's a 2-year lease with a 3-year option. I mean, we can continue staying there as long as we're both happy. They're happy with us. We're happy with them. So I understand and I agree with Craig having a general plan that we work toward, but sure. Just we're not restricted to 24 months or 22 months, whatever's left.
Okay. So coming back to our organization, what I have is proposal is a finance group, a real estate group, a studio design group, broadcast future space group. That's the sort of the most conceptual, and also legal. I don't know. Where do you want to start? Do we need to launch all 5 of those right now? I know we need to start thinking in terms of the space. We need to start a process for that right away. One of the things I want is to see if there's somebody who can take the lead in designing a survey. And I also think that we should either as the big committee or as the subgroup, what I want to do is set up at least 2 listening sessions, to invite, folks and starting with the staff programmers to let programmers just come in and say, okay, do what Craig just did, basically. Give us, your 5 minutes on what your vision of the future is, as a broadcaster at WPFW, and set up a couple of opportunities for that. And we can do that virtually. So that's one thing that I would like us to do. Robert?
Since this is a small group and I'm not even on the committee, you guys could just have like a meeting, each and every other week devoted to a particular topic and everyone discusses what this, how the station should be as a group for, and just spend one meeting for each of those topics as opposed to breaking into like 3 people doing this and this and whatever. That's my thought.
My concern is that so much of this is external. The studio design and the idea of the space. We want to just talk to each other. We want to hear what other people have to say. And in terms of, real estate or finances or, legal stuff, we need somebody to consult experts and have those conversations either, 2 or 3 people talking to an expert and bringing that back or somebody identifying an expert to come to talk to us for part of a meeting. We need to sort of focus on those pieces in that kind of way. Robert?
Sure. Thanks, Dennis. If we're going to use a subgroup model, then maybe it makes sense for us here tonight to at least start the process by getting those people who would be willing to chair different subgroups from this committee.
Yep.
I know you had mentioned, opening it up to the rest of the LSB and, put the word out there somehow. We don't necessarily need to save it until the next LSB meeting. And those committee chairs, maybe, if Kamau wants to be the finance chair, for example, then maybe one other person on this committee. I don't think we want to have like subgroups of 10 people.
No,
I think maybe 3 or 4.
We start with 3, 4 at max.
Right. So maybe if we start that process here and then the chair people will have their, platform, so to speak, and we can sort of agree on how we're going to draw people in to build up the subgroups and then they can have their meetings and start to put together their agenda on what needs to be done to start to fulfill their mission. Okay.
Is there any objection to proceeding in that manner? Okay. Is there any objection from Kamau to taking the lead, probably along with Tom and Tom Chase doing some of the finance piece?
Yeah, I was going to say I don't know if Tom's available tonight, but I'll check with our treasurer who's got going to take the lead on the finance, but I'll definitely be part of that.
Okay.
If he's willing. So if right. he's not, okay. then we'll go another route.
Okay. And I can reach out to him.
Yep.
Okay. The specific studio design piece. Anybody interested in that?
I will serve on the subcommittee, but I don't have the bandwidth to chair it.
Okay.
What would be involved in chairing it?
Organizing, for starters, conversations. I think, we will want to, get input from programmers about the, sort of the overall, you know, station experience. And maybe, you know, one thing would be to come up with some specific kinds of, questions or information to be part of that. So that maybe we can go to programmers with some specific, questions about what they're looking for in a studio as well as what they're looking for in a larger space. So, you know, maybe you could, you know, two or three people could get together and come up with, you know, some, what is the information that we would want to know as programmers? What do you want for a studio 5 years from now?
Right.
I'm happy to join in on that too. If those of us who are not on the committee can become a part of these subcommittees, I'd be yes. happy to join in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, if nobody volunteers, I can do it.
Okay.
I'm volunteering, so. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, got Cole and.
But I think Miyuki is like shaking her head with serious concerns about getting too many programmers involved. I think, in some ways, maybe she's right because. As you suggested, you know, it can be this endless circular process in which, I mean, I think if we talk to one hip hop producer, and that could even be Kamau or,
okay.
you know,
so instead of doing a survey, you'd rather do more of a kind of
an individual thing to focus find, exactly approach. To okay. find out what each kind of show needs from a facility and how they imagine their role in,
yeah.
you know, the future of a community radio station. Okay. I mean,
representative sampling of the population, of the demographic.
Exactly.
Okay. That works for me. Miyuki, is that what you were thinking?
Tom knows me well, but not that well. I was happy
you were going to excuse me. Dang.
So he's close, but not. What I was going to say is, I'm hoping that the committee thinks more globally about the whole idea of what that space is going to be, not specifically about the studio. I think the engineering team and you know what the studio needs to. I mean, you know, you knew when we went into Sirius what it is that we need to do, how we have adapted. I don't think we need to scroll down or drill down to every programmer, hip-hop versus oldies and stuff, or public affairs to find out what kind of studio they want. Okay. I'm thinking more geographic in that. What does the station need? We will do that.
We'll do the we can.
Am I talking too much again? You're always interrupting me, Dennis. Seriously, tell me I'm talking too much.
No, you're okay.
I'll be fast.
I'll explain later.
What I was going to say is, so the other part is just that, do we need podcasting booths? Do we need to have another studio? If we kept, theoretically, if we found a space, if we kept a studio at Sirius, do we just need to set up one in the other place? Do we need a place where, as Verna said, that we have enough space to rent to another place? I'm thinking more the space itself, not specifically what the studio needs are. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. What I want to say is that I think that, the studio thing can be more, more focused and probably short term. The global space thing, I'm thinking that's probably the biggest thing that we need to embark on. Yes, that will be, we will definitely be looking at that. Tom, did you have a quick rebuttal?
Not so much a rebuttal, but yeah, I agree with Miyuki as far as sort of the overall space. And that would be what we would talk about would be, do we need a production studio? Do we need, you know, so like how many rooms will we need? Do we want a performance space? Do we want, you know, a large meeting space? Again, you know, a lot of these things fit in with mission. You know, it's like, what do we want to do?
Okay.
So I have one last question.
Yeah.
How will I launch this, and when do you want me to start?
What's this? Middle of March. How about beginning of May?
Sure, I can do that.
I think so. I think this is really going to be a subset of this larger conversation about space, but that's okay.
All right.
Kamau and then Verna.
Quick question, Mr. Chair. So we had finance, then the second discussion here is on studio design, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I thought maybe the studio design piece was going to be more closely related to also a technology piece as well. Kind of identifying what it is that the station would need to use, you know what I mean? To actually function at a base level. And then the what if kind of larger level comes out of that station future piece. So one kind of like back to the chicken and egg thing, one kind of leads into the other, but that kind of baseline, you know, here are the CD players we need and the types, the technology is this. If we were to go, you know, baseline, here's what we would use. Here are the turntables. Here's the board. Here's, you know, we have some of this stuff already because a lot of that's going to go into the finance piece as well. So all of that would be the kind of initial studio design that Tom, Robert, I think I saw Mo was on here a second ago. All of them have that kind of expertise to tell us, Frenchie, to tell us, hey, this is where, if we're going to be state of the art or at least, you know, competitive technology wise, here's where we have to be, right? And then they hear from Station Future and say, hey, in addition to that, we need to soundproof a talk studio. We need to soundproof a, you know, further, performance space, so on and so forth. Or, you know, I think someone said, you know, a place to do editing and all that, newsroom. All of that kind of then, you know, adds into that committee's, you know, bandwidth. I know it's going to take, it feels like it's about like a year and a half process, but if we're all kind of working simultaneously, I think we just need to make sure our communication lines are open and we can kind of inform one another in these settings, say, look, we've learned that the station future looks more like this. Oh, finance, you need to pivot a little bit to consider that. Oh, station design, you need to pivot a little bit to consider that, so on and so forth, legal. And so, like, all these pods are kind of moving to find the baseline of what real estate is. You know, hey, here's what the market looks like. I know I'm talking a lot, but so on and so forth. So I think that's what my thought was when I was coming up with these analysis, is that there'd be a base of what everyone believes we need. We need at least 4 million to comfortably move, you know, or something like that. And then add on layers that say, hey, because of this, we need another million or whatever it is. So anyway, kind of my thought. I hope that made sense. Thanks.
Okay. So, Tom and Robert, are you willing to just sort of to, add those sort of tech spec, aspect to your inquiry?
Sure. I mean, I was thinking just to jump in very quickly. I agree completely with Kamau. I think the overall initial question is, you know, what overall kind of space do we need?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I would begin the conversation is, you know, how many rooms do we need? How much square footage will that entail? You know, what would the different programmers like to see as far as, for instance, Verna, how many guests would you like to have on your show in person? You know, that will depend on the size of the talk studio. And then we can get into the specifics of technology, you know, what kind of specific equipment we need. That's all.
Okay. As long as you get there, I think that that'll work. Verna and then Gordon.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like Tom's committee was still kind of defining exactly what it's going to encompass. But from what I hear so far, it's going to deal with the global aspect of the station design and not just the studio design.
Well, we will have a group that's really going to look at the start out by looking more globally at the station design.
Oh, there's going to be a separate group to do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, that's probably the group I want to be in. I was going to say I need to be in Tom's group, but if there's going to be another one that looks more globally at the station and how it should be designed, I'd like to be on that committee.
Okay. Robert?
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Mo. I just want to suggest I think Wayne should be on that committee too.
And that's the studio? Comment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
Especially since he's not here.
Yeah, of course.
To refuse it.
Yep. Yep.
He's being voluntold.
Yep. Yep. He's that one's in ink. He's set. Okay. So that, what do we got? We got Mo and Craig, and then I want to start, making some assignments so we can start wrapping up. We're not wrapping up, but moving to, yeah, we need to. Okay. Mo and then Craig.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Mo. Yeah. So let's, I think the work of these committees is, more like what Tom suggests, the overall space. What do we want to do in our overall space? It is really not necessary to dig down into studio space. For example, you could say that the size and configuration of the studio we now have in our temporary space is something we'd like to reproduce. It's nice. It's comfy. It does everything we want to do. Let's do it again. That's pretty easy. The talk studio, we had talk studio for many years while we were at 1990 and in all the other locations. And we knew when we were banging elbows and when we weren't. The original talk studio was set for six people. Most of the time, six people, six positions was fine. I do remember some occasions when we had eight people, 10 people, 12 people, audience seating, goodness knows, whatever, you might want in a talk studio. It's really not necessary to get into that right now, but it might be our vision for the future. Another matter, video. People said, well, I'd like to have video. Some people bring their cameras and their phones and they want to do video while they're on the air. Great idea. They get on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. They want to do video. Great idea. We can hash those out when we get there. But right now, I agree with Tom. We need to look at overall space requirements and the kind of things that we want. And I'm sure there is going to be add-ons like social space. Like how many office spaces or how many work carrels or how many edit stations or how much production space. We don't need to get down that deep. I think we went through that a year or so ago when we talked about space requirements And even before that, when we discussed about the suitability of places that had been looked at and we were going to venture into. So I caution you, let's not get too detailed, but we do want to look at a budget and we do want to look at the kind of money we need to buy the kind of space. Ideally, gee, I'd like to have, you know, a half a square block on Florida Avenue. And then we could build whatever we want to build. But that's obviously not practical. So we're just going to have to juggle with what is in the space of possibles and then budget accordingly. So anyway, that's my speech. Be happy.
Okay. Thank you. Before I get to you, Craig, I just wanted something that just occurred to me. One way to think about this, since there is going to be some inevitable overlap when we're talking about space, how about we think of it this way, at least for as we get started, is that since you're going to be focusing more internally with the existing staff, and then the other sort of global group can turn its attention to more of the external stakeholders, getting a sense of what other people besides programmers want and expect and need from WPFW. That's a possibility of a way to just sort of to start as a kind of a differential. Craig, go ahead.
So, I think we need to buy the Health and Human Services building from the federal government since they don't need it. And then we'll have plenty of room for all this stuff.
Are we going to do vaccines later?
I don't know. I'll talk to my friend Robert Jr. but no, in seriousness, this may be a little bit too much in the weeds, but for those of you who haven't been there or don't know, the current studio has 3 mic positions on the other side of the control board, which is kind of a, you know, talk studio within the studio, which is the, how the studio that Frenchie did at, Bowie State. It's also how a lot of the XM studios work. I would like to see a, public affairs person, Verna, come in and try and do a show using that to see if it works for our needs, because that'll be real telling as to whether we keep that or need a separate talk studio. And we don't need a talk studio for 12 people because you don't design the church for Easter Sunday. So that's what I had to say.
Okay. Thank you. Before I come back to you, Verna.
Sorry. There was something else really important.
Yep.
A white elephant in the future of the station is what we do with the additional HD channels. And I think that our program director and Miyuki and a small subset of the LSB and Mo really have to dial down on that because it could affect our space needs.
We're working on it, Craig. We're working on it, Craig.
Okay.
Okay.
What I was going to say is before I come back to you, Verna, let's get some – so we know that this we've got a finance group. We've got a studio design space group. For now, we also want to look at this sort of global space, question. And, so I need volunteers for that task force, if you will, besides Verna, who was interested in that. Well, I'm interested. Anybody else?
What was this again? I'm sorry, I missed
it. This is sort of the global sort of space question, sort of blue skying. What do we want to the station to be?
I'd like to be part of that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Verna, Eddie,
Vanessa.
I'll raise my hand too if I can be on too.
Okay. Okay. Is everybody Looks like except Gordon is on something. You want to be a one-man legal team?
No, I don't want to be one man.
That ain't gonna work. Put me down for legal though.
Kamau, and I want Miyuki on there too, because I, you know, to have the depth of knowledge about how everything is. Okay. What? You're muted, Miyuki. Don't you? If you're gonna say no, you got to come off mute.
No, I wasn't muted. I was just mouthing it to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm Butterfly. I'm on wherever anyone needs me.
The lawyers, whoever we talk to, they're gonna want to know all of that. And
absolutely,
you know, a storehouse of information. So,
okay. And also I want to, see if, the other non-official members, Minerva and Bill, if you have anything that you would like to, add to the conversation or, anything that you would like to, participate in. Minerva? Of course, you're welcome just to listen as well.
Thank you for acknowledging me, Dennis. At this time, I'm listening to the areas, or, you know, hearing the areas you're speaking about, and I want to look at something first, and then I'll be able to get back to you, because I think it was mentioned that WPFW has a mission statement, and as well as Pacifica. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back and look at those, and then I'll be able to get back to you to let you know where I'd be willing to help out.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And, you know, and as a matter of course, I'm, proceeding from the assumption that, you know, anything that we do in terms of, sort of establishing ourselves will align with both, that the WPFW existing mission statement aligns with Pacifica and that we would be looking to be in harmony with all of that. Bill, anything you'd like to add?
Thanks, Dennis. I have nothing to really add and I have nothing to say. I'm just listening in on the discussion. Thanks so much.
Okay. Verna.
Okay, I just want to resurrect something that Craig said earlier because I think it's really, really critical and we just kind of heard it and glossed over it. The timeline. We need to take the time necessary right now to figure, maybe not in this meeting, maybe the next meeting, but to figure out our timeline and to backtrack this whole thing so that, that'll help to guide us a lot through this process.
Yep.
I
agree. And I think the, what looks to me like the most amorphous and time consuming will be that sort of that global group. Because we could spend as much time as we want to talking about everybody in the WPFW, you know, family at large, about what their dreams are. So I think the first thing is to sort of would be for that group to design an approach, and then sort of figure out, okay, this is how we're going to reach out. This is how we're going to sort of collect information and it should take, you know, this long. But we should, I think at some point, I feel comfortable saying that we should be getting some stuff back and start, collecting some stuff by the fall. And we should have a clear, as we move along over the next couple of months, I hope we can develop a clear goal of what this committee's deliverables should be by the end of the calendar year.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So to review, I've got, Robert Kamau and Miyuki doing, legal analysis. Tom, Chase, and Kamau starting with a financial analysis, looking at sort of studio design / tech / space. We've got Tom Cole, Robert Frazier, Mo and Wayne Bruce. And for the global, Verna, Dennis, Addie, Vanessa, and Robert Frazier. All right, does that sound right? So who's going to be the, Robert, you can be the convener for the legal group. I will start with convening the other group, but I don't need to chair it. I have everybody's emails handy, so I will start that. The studio group, Tom, are you able to convene that?
Yes. Yes. I was going to say the reason I have my hand raised is that my committee and your committee are working sort of in parallel on some of the same issues as far as what we're going to be, what we need as a result of what we're going to be. So we need to coordinate. And so maybe we can all like share emails or something like that and proceed.
Okay. Craig, were you volunteering to be a part of any of these groups, or you want to be a consultant?
I could be either on the studio group or the more global group, but they seem to have enough members.
Yeah, we do. Well, you can come off the bench for either one if we need you.
Okay.
Okay. And also I don't want to waste too much of your energy because I suspect at some point down the road, we're going to need some major, input from the major donor arm of the operation. So, okay. We'll be needing to do some communication and strategy there. Quick question. Do we have a town hall scheduled? Is it scheduled or is it contemplated? Does anybody remember?
The report from that committee, I thought gave a date, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
And this is Minerva.
Yeah.
They're waiting to get with the church to confirm a date. And I know they were looking at maybe an April time frame.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I had in the back of my mind. Okay. Well, I think this is actually going to be easier than I was contemplating because we're not yet speaking in sort of capital campaign terminology. So what I'm going to suggest is that, we use the town hall as an opportunity to let the public know that we are, we're in a good situation, sort of a good long-term temporary situation, in terms of the studio where we are now. And we are kind of reopening the conversation about, what kind of permanent space that we're looking for. And that, we will be looking to our public, not so much for, real estate tips, but really just sort of ideas about what do they want their WPFW to be. So to sort of let them know that we're in the process of having that conversation with the public. Does that sound? And we can do that at the town hall. Okay, Kamal.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Your suggestion there, on the town hall. Also in terms of, in the beginning of all this, we determined that we would, allow the delegates to understand, what the committee's doing, which we always do, but that the opportunities exist for these four subcommittees. I know that adds a little bit more in terms of numbers, but I think it's proper to make sure all the delegates are aware of the opportunity. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we have one more meeting, as a committee before the LSB meeting, right?
Yes.
So let's say that, so we're 2 weeks from now is our next meeting. So let's say it as a goal that each of these four groups will have sort of contacted everybody, tried, if they haven't had like an official meeting, sort of set up a meeting and a sort of a preliminary plan for how to proceed, sort of what's your initial conversation, you know, what are you going to talk about first, or who are you going to talk to first, or just some sort of preliminary setup, by our meeting in 2 weeks from now. And that way we can keep ourselves moving. That sound okay to everybody? Okay. Well, I think we've done our job for this evening. Anybody else like to weigh in on anything else?
Brief announcement, folks. Yeah. I will be out of town for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, we already heard.
Beginning Monday.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Well, I know you wouldn't miss me. It's always nice to be wanted, though. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't go too far, and don't forget to write.
Yeah. Okay. And be sure to tip your server while I'm gone.
Right. And my apologies to the IGM for my incessant interruptions.
What is it? Is it, am I talking too much? I know that you help me.
No,
I know that you help me when I talk too much. So I don't know whether I'm talking too much. But before we end, on Saturday, Mo's going to be here. For those of you who would love to see Mo one more time before he's gone for 3 weeks, we'll be unloading the trailer, the 6x4, Mo?
Yeah, 6x8.
6x8 trailer that's in my backyard now. We'll be unloading it this Saturday at 9 a.m. If any of you have got a little bit of elbow grease and strong, not the ones with the bad knees, bad necks, all that, don't you all worry about it, please. But if you stronger ones, we could use a little help, please. It's not going to be that bad. We're going to literally park in front of Eckington Place and the office. But then we load up the hand carts. And we're just dumping. We're not even unpacking. We're just dumping just so that we can start working out of that office, this week. So it hopefully won't, if a lot of, you know, a lot of hands make light work. Just 2 hours, we're hoping it won't even be that long, maybe. We have like 3 or 4 carts. We have, you know, we can get enough. It's not that long of a distance. It's just getting it in there and dumping it. So
I think a hustle will, at the worst, if we're there at 9, we can be done by noon, period. That includes all the kissing and hugging and goodbye part.
Yeah. So if you're available, please let me know. I appreciate it. You can just send me a text, girl. So I don't want to have people. Oh, I don't mind having 50 people, but I don't want anyone twirling their thumbs. Bernie, you got to mute, honey.
No, I was going to ask. People should meet you at Eckington?
At Eckington, 1500 Eckington Place at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yep, correct.
Okay. I think Adele disappeared into a tunnel somewhere.
But she had to get off because she got to her destination. She reached Bridgeport. She put it in the chat.
Oh, okay. She actually got off the train. She's got a lot of nerve. Okay. All right. So I will get with her and, make sure all the notes are up to date. Thank you all for your time.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Without objection. Second.
Okay, without objection, thank you all.
Goodness, I want to stay and talk.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
See ya.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, y'all. Mm-hmm.